Hey there, Mike Wobshaw with Vikings.com. Another busy day on Friday at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine here at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. First up on the day, though, it was our GM, Rick Spielman. He was in the media center once again on Friday. He joined Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, for his weekday 9 to noon show. Here are a few of the highlights.
Well, it was super well
And I can say that about Coach Zimmer and his staff. Their reputation is developing young talent. So if you can take these athletic kids that are raw and young and know that they need work, and we have, I believe, the best staff in the NFL right now on Coach Zimmer in developing young talent. And when you know you have that, you can go out and say, hey, let me get this great athlete because I know how he's what these guys are going to do with him. And, you know, over the last three drafts, as these guys worked with these guys, and since Coach Zimmer came on and his staff the past 2 years, you've seen guys start elevating their game and
playing
to the level that we expected them to play.
Paul had some other interesting guests on air on Friday, including Vikings quarterbacks coach Scott Turner.
Do you think it's fair to say one guy in Teddy Bridgewater will jump up from certain aspects of his game going indoors more than others?
Anytime you play in a controlled environment where you're throwing the football, I think it's going to help. You know, I think Teddy has played well indoors in his first two seasons. So I think that would be good. I mean, quarterbacks, you know, kickers, I mean, those guys, you know, they like playing inside because you don't have to worry about the wind or the elements or anything like that. So I think that will help, you know, Teddy.
He also had the legendary Peter King of the Monday Morning Quarterback, who has a lot of knowledge about current and past things in the NFL. But he had some really nice things to say about Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
More than any other play-by-play guy, you know who you're like? You're like Myron Cope was with the Steelers.
Wow.
Right? Okay?
Thank you.
That's a compliment.
No, because really, when you think about it, you tell me, what other guy in the United States who does your job bleeds with his team? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But
thank you.
I'll hand it to you, Paul.
Yeah.
Because I hear all these calls. You know, you sit at NBC and you're hearing all these calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, you exult with the team and you also beat the crap out of them when necessary. And that means to me, if I'm a Vikings fan in Duluth or wherever, and I'm listening to the game on the radio, I know that I'm going to get what you really think. I mean, and I just, when I listen to you, that's what I think. I think I'm hearing somebody who's telling me the truth.
We continued to make the rounds here at Radio Row and heard from some more media members. They continued to drop some knowledge and opinions on us about what the Vikings might do at number 23.
I mean, when you start to win and you're picking in the bottom third of the round, it's really dependent on what happens in front of you. You know, obviously there's always the ability to trade up or trade back. You know, there's some decent offensive linemen in this draft, and you can't go wrong in that regard. Well, you can, but, you know, they're still relatively safe. And I'm interested to see the evolution of the skill position players here. You know, they obviously paid the tight end big money a couple years ago. They got to get his production up. But, you know, what are the answers? You know, Diggs is certainly a piece of that puzzle moving forward. You know, but Mike Wallace, some of these other guys, what happened to Charles Johnson? I just think Teddy needs a few more weapons around him, some game changers, guys who either with size or strength or speed or combination of all the above are a matchup problem.
How do you help Teddy?
Laquon Treadwell. That's the best way to help Teddy Bridgewater. If I could, you know, build an ideal draft for them, that's where I would start. I like Michael Thomas from Ohio State as well, but I would want a big physical receiver, someone who can attack the ball. I think you have enough speed with Stephon Diggs. You have some smaller guys who can make plays. Now I want that big physical receiver. I want my Alshon Jeffrey. And I think that whether it's Treadwell or Michael Thomas, either one of those guys would be a great fit. I know the offensive line needs some help. I think getting people back healthy is going to be a big key for them.
Okay, Vikings are at 23rd, so what are we going to talk about?
I assume we're talking about offensive line at one point. You guys might be talking about wide receiver. I'm curious to see how the wide receivers show up and do this weekend. I don't know off the top of my head that you scream there's got to be a wide receiver here at the top of the first round. Obviously, you guys are the bottom of the first round, so maybe that's more likely, but I also don't think that wide receiver has to be the first need here. I think you got to go O-line. Mike Mayock says he has four first-round grades potentially on tackles. You'd have to think one of them would be there when the Vikings and Rick Spielman turn in their card. That's what I'm thinking first and foremost. But you have an 11-win team. I mean, you can go straight for need when you're a playoff team as opposed to going best available. No, I mean, you want to fill a hole, at least my humble opinion. I highly doubt that they're going to get something there that can't contribute immediately.
We also ran into an NFL legend, Gil Brandt. He talked to us about how the combine has changed over the years. Have you been to every combine there ever was?
I think I was at the first one because I believe that the Cowboys were one of the teams that were involved in starting it. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been here. 86 was our first combine. So this is our 30th anniversary.
Yeah. And you helped build a lot of really good Dallas Cowboys teams. How long were you with the Cowboys?
I was there 30 years.
Yeah, and so like Drew Pearson and the Hail Mary and all of that, right?
When Reich tried to shove off on him.
Oh, no. Those are fighting words around here. Okay. Gil, come on. You know better than that.
Well, I thought it was a great catch myself.
Friday's the last really busy day for most people here at the Scouting Combine. A lot of people go home, but not us at VEN. We're going to stay here on the ground in Indianapolis, and our coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine will continue right here on Vikings.com. Make sure you download the Vikings app. All of our content delivered straight to your mobile phone. Talk to you tomorrow.